Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. It's always a privilege and a pleasure to come before you. And we ask that you would share this program on your digital platforms. And we need to wake America up. We have survivalist expert Bob Griswold on the phone with us, and he has extensive experience and knowledge about how countries are taken down, and he understands this to a T. This is why he's so successful in his business. And what we're going to be talking about today is the treason of the ruling class. The Democratic Party is now synonymous with treason against the American people. Even Tucker Carlson is beginning to use this terminology. Before we go to Bob, though, very quickly, we got to take care of some business. Number one, do you have your food and water? Because this is going to be essential in what's coming up. Food is being squeezed, water is on the horizon being squeezed, the climate change, and I'm going to tell you Project HAARP, not going to mix any words here, all creating drought conditions. And so if you want to know more about how to get storable food and about how to basically fend off what the government can do to you if you allow them to control your food supply, I want you to go to preparewithdave.com. And by the way, there's been no price increase and there's still a really good sale in effect. That's preparewithdave.com. And you're going to need water filtration, particularly with the roving grid blackouts that they're promising, and the fact that I wouldn't put it beyond them to do a false flag because they can't win the November election. And when your grid's down very long, how are you going to get water? Well, you're going to have to scavenge. And to do that, you got to have water filtration. We recommend one unit per person and one extra in reserve, because of the volume that'll be involved. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filters research is at waterwithdave.com, and you can see just how darn good it is, and it's really, really effective. It ranks number one in many categories, and it too is on sale, and the product has never experienced a price increase in recent history. So go to waterwithdave.com for the water, preparewithdave.com for the food. And one more thing, if you have a nest egg to protect, and that's about 60% of all Americans today, it doesn't have to be, five figures, 10 figures. It doesn't, the amount is irrelevant. If you've got assets to protect, Noble Gold can help you. I went from advertiser to customer with Noble Gold, and they are the best at what they do, and they will tell you everything you need to do to diversify. And they'll put you in programs that'll get you out of the way of this digital monster that's coming our way, digital currency called the Fed coin, and they can get you out of the way. So I know I'm going to have a softer landing because I'm a customer. You can too. Go to Noble Gold, and you can reach them by calling, or you can go to their website. The number is 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Or you can go to goldbeforelate.com. That's goldbeforelate.com. I wouldn't put it off because their plans to take down America are well underway, and you are going to be hearing about that from our guest, Bob Griswold of readymaderesources.com. Bob, welcome to the show. And this is going to be somewhat somber, I know. So I'm going to kind of leave it to you where you want our entry point to be, but I have a good idea of what we're going to be covering.
Well, Dave, I was just watching a program. I watched a program from Digital Grace Network, and it was on the spirit of Elijah. As I read the Old Testament, name me one of the prophets that brought good news to the nation of Israel, because there was no good news to bring. And I'm not saying there's nothing good in America to talk about. There are. But when you're concerning the leadership of this country, which that's what the prophets in the Old Testament dealt with, was the leadership of Israel and Judah, there was just continual rebuke because the leadership had become so corrupt and led the people into corruption that the nation was. Actually, it was. It was taken over by Babylon. We know that the nation fell. But the prophet Jeremiah actually told the king, Babylon is going to overcome the nation, and this nation's going to be destroyed. And you know what the king's response was? Is basically he threw Jeremiah in a dung pit. And I mean, can you imagine being speaking the truth today and having the federal government come and get you and throw you into a dung pit because you're speaking the truth. You know, our nation has embraced perversion, insanity, delusion, and we've not only embraced them, Dave, we adhere to these as national virtues. You know, I was looking at a thing the other day, what's wrong with Hollywood's children or boys? And so many of these people have taken their children and just absolutely, you know, mutilated them, and the boys are dressed up as girls. And one of the actors, one of the male actors who plays a macho guy, actually had his male son who was dressed up as a female and was lip kissing her.
Him. Yeah.
And I don't want to go too, but as a nation, we've adhered to this insanity, and it's spread. I mean, my gosh, it's just throughout everything, our public school, our public arena, public corporations, all of it has spread to this insane debauchery, is accepted as normal. And today, people like us are people that say, you know, this is wrong. We're not calling for violence on these people. We're just saying it's wrong, and it's going to lead to a national catastrophe of what we can't even imagine. You know, again, I was just rewatching that program on Amazon, Chernobyl. When Chernobyl first happened, it was done. Everybody lied to everybody. The people lied to each other. The government lied to the people. The people lied to the government. The government officials lied to each other. And when Chernobyl first happened, it took well over a couple days for them to admit that the reactor core was exposed. They had built their empire so much on lies that they wouldn't even admit that every day that reactor was emitting the amount of radiation that 40 atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima were releasing. In fact, as he says in the movie, the neutrons are acting like bullets, and a million, billion, trillion bullets are being released every day, and that'll go on for thousands of years. And they just didn't want to believe it. It took time for them to realize, but when the time they realized it had gotten that bad, Dave, that they denied the obvious, that event, Chernobyl, ended the nation. I mean, they needed, in order to keep the reactor from melting down, they needed every bit of liquid nitrogen in the nation. They needed 5,000 tons of boron to keep the reactor. And today, that thing is going to be radioactive for the next 24,000 years. It's going to be contaminated where you can never do anything with that property for 24,000 years. It ended their nation. And today, Dave, my concern is this. Our people of the United States, the government of the United States, we're doing the exact same thing. In fact, one of the ministers of truth in the Soviet Union actually used the word misinformation, that they cut all the phone lines and they prevented anybody from leaving Chernobyl. They didn't have the internet back there, but it was their form of fact checkers, which we know fact checkers are wrong. They cut off all the phone lines going into Chernobyl, so all the citizens that live there, 1 million, couldn't call out. They couldn't leave because they didn't want to prevent the spread of disinformation. Well, Dave, I think we're headed towards that event right now. It might not be a nuclear power plant meltdown, but we've lied to each other so long. We've lied that we can flaunt our sin in the eyes of God. We've lied about our economy. We've lied about our education. We lie about our medicine. We lie about our food. I went to the dentist the other day, and they gave me this little tube of toothpaste, and it says, no, I won't use the brand name, but it said the Healthy Choice, but it was a brand, and it was filled with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is a surfactant, which is like an engine degreaser, fluoride, but it was the Healthy Choice. See, everything, and that's small, but everything is built on a lie, and the problem with that is that one day we're going to face this national catastrophe. We're facing it right now in Ukraine to one degree. We're Putin, I mean, he's running out of missiles. He's doing this. He's that. He's losing. I mean, you know, Ukraine, Zelensky's Jesus Christ reincarnated. All the stuff we're hearing, it's all a lie. Russia's probably winning that war. And name the last war we won. I mean, the last war we left was Afghanistan, and we left with our tail tucked behind our leg, leaving thousands of Americans behind to fend for themselves. I think we purposely left $82 billion in weapons behind. And, you know, 20 years we were there fighting that war, and it was all based on a lie. And so what we're facing in this nation right now, and I think don't think it's that far off, Dave, is a catastrophic set of events that are going to happen that at first they'll try to lie their way through them. You know, the reactor core is not exposed. That's just misinformation. I mean, some of the scientists that came forward and said, listen, the reactor core, you're spreading disinformation, you're harming the people, you're harming the state. They actually put people in prison. The very scientists that solved the problem came out and eventually admitted in court, because they were trying to prosecute the people who caused Chernobyl to happen. But he goes, it's your fault also. You knew the reactor's fault. You knew there was faults in the way we designed this reactor, and you did nothing about it. You redacted the information, and so these people didn't even have that information when they were trying to fix the problem at Chernobyl before it exploded. And they sent that guy off to, you know, prison. They took away all of his status.
Yeah. So are what you're saying here is what's coming? Okay, so there's no good news like Israel. Okay, and we're talking about denial in the Soviet Union, and I think you've laid a good foundation. Let's jump to some of the critical issues in America that fit into this paradigm.
Well, you know, why are we lying about oil? We're lying. I mean, we've lied to each other. We're lying. Oil. We're short on oil because we're not drilling for it. Biden's going around the planet groveling for people to do oil, and at the same time, he's opened the strategic reserves that's supposed to be used for a time of national crisis. And is he using it to help the American people? Well, he has, but he's selling it overseas, and not even to China. But no news, nothing. So we have this energy crisis, and we're an energy nation. Without energy, our nation ceases to exist. And so we are being deprived of. Are we being deprived of coal? Yes. Coal's dirty. Are we being deprived of oil? Yes. I mean, you know, and the virtual signaling that comes out of these, you know, electric cars, in many cases, they have a generator there powering the electric station that's doing your car. And it can take 8-9 hours to charge your car up, and it's more expensive buying the electricity to charge the car, because they have to, you know, if you know the laws of physics, I can't convert energy and keep a perfect transfer of energy. You always lose energy in this transfer. So here they have a generator running on diesel fuel, making electricity that's powering your car. So it can cost sometimes double to fill your electric car with the generator that's making the electricity to fill your electric car. So it's all a lie. The whole green thing is built on a lie. Wind energy has been proven to be a total lie. Now, I'm not. If you have wind and you're using it to power yourself, that's great. I had a wind generator at one time. I have solar now, and I don't do solar to be green. I do solar because it keeps my store going. I'm a capitalist. It keeps my store going when the power goes out, so I can keep talking to my customers. That's the principle of a free market economy. I'm going to do what's best for myself and my business. Adam Smith, The Wealth of Nations.
No, you're not allowed to do that anymore, though. Although, let me tell you this. I saw a really telling interview that's on YouTube from the Hoover Institute, who I absolutely respect to the hilt. And they were interviewing a leading environmentalist out of Sweden. And this guy was really rational and reasonable. I said, I could have sat down and had a normal conversation with this liberal. And he admitted, listen to this, Bob, he admitted that we can't have hardly any effect on the environment no matter what we do. He said, even if we shut everything down, he said, there's still residual effects of our existing base that we have economically and industrially. And he said, we can move to reduce and maintain. He said, but it's a slow process. He was talking about 2100 as being a year where we might see us approaching lowering the temperature by a degree.
Well, there's a quicker way to do it, Dave, and they actually promote that quicker way to do it. The Georgia Guidestones had that quicker way to do it written right in stone. And that's to reduce the world population to 500 million people.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Now, they would never say something like that, would they? Well, they not only put it in writing, but they actually say it. You know, this is why we're seeing all of these things happen. And again, it's being able to understand the intelligence. The reason why energy is being cut, the reason why food's being cut, the reason why all these goods and services are being cut is because they're trying to purposefully lower the world's population by, 6.5 billion people. You know, again, it's all based on a lie. Let me ask you a question, Dave. You know, we have an explosion of sexually transmitted diseases today in this country. I mean, monkeypox, one of them, but it goes on. Well, what, 25% of America has a sexually transmitted disease. The one solution to it is mocked. The one absolute way to control it is you are a bigot, narrow-minded, hateful, horrible person. That's practicing biblical morality. I don't care who of it is. If I go up to the most ardent person and say, if I practice biblical morality concerning sex, would it solve this epidemic of sexually transmitted diseases we have in the United States? Well, everybody knows it would. I mean, if I'm in a monogamous relationship with one woman for a lifetime, you're not going to have too many STDs floating around. If I wait till marriage to have sex and not just going around sleeping with all these different women, am I going to reduce this? But we can't say that. We have to lie to each other. We can't say what monkeypox is from. We can't say why it's here, who's it affecting. We can't tell people that in fact, they've tried to teach abstinence in school, and that's the one solution that will absolutely work to prevent pregnancy. I saw somebody, a pro-abortion person was saying, well, what happens if a man accidentally gets a woman pregnant? Well, dude, you don't accidentally have sex. You don't actually, it's not an accident. You had sex and you got pregnant. It's kind of the way it works. But that's the whole thing, Dave. It's all based on a lie. The truth will not be listened to. The truth concerning oil and energy will not be listened to. The truth concerning our food industry. Dave, we have such prima facie evidence right now that our food industry has terrorist attacks on it. Up, I think it's 100 now, food processing facilities have burnt down or been destroyed. We have 70,000 dead chickens because of a flu virus that's killed them. We have, in Kansas, we have what, 10,000 dead cows that just died overnight. We have blights. We actually have shortages because of, what's going on in California right now. We can't tell the truth about it. Nobody will, you don't hear these stories on the news. Tucker Carlson, I think, covered it. But we lie about it. We lie about the shortages. Joe Biden's response to it is, well, it's worse in Europe. I mean, that's his response. They don't come out and tell the truth. And so we see this absolute living the lie. And I'm not talking about the average American, but on all levels of government, you look at all corporations, they've all gone woke. They've all gone, LGBTQ friendly. And all it's doing is further disintegrating the foundations upon which our nation were built. And this is my concern, Dave. This is the concern I have concerning people listening right now. I've noticed something being in the prep business for almost 30 years, okay? I started it as what I believe was a calling from God to equip people, to provide for people, train people on how to prepare for the coming collapse of the United States and the world. And now we're at the door. But I've noticed, Dave, that unless there's some type of horror story in the news today, the news cycle has conditioned people in such a way that if they're not actually being threatened with imminent nuclear war, imminent disease being, killing their family, that people go back to sleep so easily. And I think it's a product of the public education system, a product of the news cycle that the news cycle keeps regurgitating news stories out of news stories, so we lose track of what happened 3 or 4 days ago. That's yesterday's news. And people have been so conditioned this way, like the old MTV programs when they would have these, rock videos, and they'd have 3 and 4 second blurbs before they change the image. Well, that's a psychological technique, that. You can't form a moral decision. Because by the time your brain starts to function and perform a moral decision on what you've just seen, the image has changed and changed and changed again. And so this is what's happened to America today. Instead of seeing the colossal destruction that our nation has undergone, it's the proverbial boil the frog alive. And we don't see the danger because we've been so overstimulated by the news. and we've not been able to process and come up with solutions, because by the time this catastrophe goes away, I mean, you know, a couple months ago it was World War III, Zelensky could end the world, and now it's we have new monkeypox breaking out, now we have this stuff, and it's such a cycle, people lose track of how to even handle it. They've become so numb to the truth because they've been so indoctrinated by the technique that is used, psychological technique being used to make people numb to reality. I mean, you know, Dave, in 1965, it was, what was it, Whitman? He was shot those people on top of the Texas Book Tower, and it shocked the nation. I mean, it was in the news for a long time. What happened to him? Today, we're seeing events like that happen weekly. And so Americans no longer comprehend why is it happening? I mean, we just had a big shooting in Texas, a bunch of school children shot. We just had this, freak that killed these people in Illinois. And I think they said this year alone we've had 309 mass shootings. Probably if you added Chicago into it, it'd be thousands. But we don't even talk about the people being murdered in Chicago because it doesn't fit the narrative, because it's black people murdering black people. So that doesn't meet the narrative. So the news media doesn't even cover that. And so, Dave, my warning to America and the people listening right now is this thing called normalcy bias. I experience it. You experience it. We get a little respite from the horror of what's gone on in the nation and the world. And we are creatures that want peace so much, it's easy to delude ourselves to thinking that everything's back to normal. Well, you know, as my friend Steve says, there is no such – that normal is not coming back. And that's my concern right now, that we just – don't understand the gravity of where we sit, and we just kind of fold our hands again, go back to the programs on TV, and think that, well, you know, we got a couple good rulings out of the Supreme Court, things are back to normal again. And I, for whatever reason, the message I believe God's put on my heart is, don't be deceived by this, because we have committed such atrocities in this nation, and we're committing such atrocities. I mean, we celebrate, Dave, think of this, you've been trained in psychology, we celebrate the mutilation of children. Where do you have to be psychologically to operate in that environment that you celebrate the mutilation of children? I mean, I'm asking a question.
Well, the answer to that question is quite simple. The internal mechanisms of the person is flawed. They're rudderless in their spiritual and moral life, and they're psychologically imbalanced, and they have been conditioned to be perverts. I can get into ego formation, where if someone has really low self-esteem, they seek out to be the opposite of what they are. We call it compensation theory. And so who can they dominate? Children. And what's the most horrific form of domination? Sexual abuse.
Well, but again, we celebrate that in the nation, and this is what the call is, you know, over and over again, Jesus said, do not be deceived. You know, it comes as birth pangs, he said. Now, I've seen a woman in birth pains, and even in late stage labor, that pain goes away for a little bit. Now, at first, when she goes into labor, she'll have a birth pain maybe half an hour apart. Then it goes to 15. But even in the worst of it, they can be 2 to 3 minutes apart. So there's this little respite between contractions when it's trying to expel the newborn child, and it is a child, that she has a little respite from the pain. But the fact is, something is being given birth to. That is going to happen. And so my question would be, Dave, what are we giving birth to? And just because the contractions go away for a short period of time, you know, you could be lulled into the sense that, well, it's not as bad as it was a minute ago. No, but the next one coming is going to be far worse. It's like the eye of the hurricane. You know, wow. And before we had weather technology to do that, the eye would pass over a place and people would think the hurricane's gone, and they would go out and start moving around. And then the opposite end would hit them, which is generally the worst end. And, you know, they were caught totally unaware that the worst of it was still there, because there was this little respite in between each wall of the hurricane, because in the center of it's, you know, weather's neutral. And I think, you know, we're at that in this nation, and I think the example that Jesus used was exquisite, perfect, birth pains, because that's the way they are. They're cyclical. And my caution is that during the low points of the birth pangs, you know, don't put away the complacency. I can tell you, absolutely, it is impossible for a political solution to solve the problems of the United States. You know, even if we have a governor that comes in or a former president that comes in and does a rah-rah America thing, the problem of what we're experiencing is a spiritual rot at the core. It goes to the pastors of America, and it goes to the people that support those pastors that are willing to preach pablum, and not they avoid the difficult issues, they avoid the issues that will do that, and because of that, you know, our nation is spiritually rotten, even in the churches. I mean, Dave, my personal opinion is, you know who will be the biggest welcomers of the Antichrist? I think the churches will. They're going to welcome him, laud him with open arms.
Well, I think they're going to laud the Antichrist. I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
You got to remember, the brilliance of the left was exhibited by Lyndon Johnson when he invoked 501c3 for churches. Tax exemption, but you can't be political. So this prevented pastors for generations from linking the lessons of life into the teachings of the Bible.
Yeah, well, if you remember, I mean, how can people vote for Democrats? Because I'm not going to. But passing the civil rights legislation is alleged that Lyndon Baines Johnson said, I'm going to have those pejorative deleted, voting for me for the next 200 years. I mean, if you read Johnson's history in Texas, I mean, my gosh, he did everything but wore white hood. I mean, he was so anti-black, very pejorative. I mean, just what he would call them would be just something you can't repeat in public today, but it's there. So again, this is the deception. We see a whole voting block of people that for 50 years have voted for the very people that formed the Ku Klux Klan, that lynched them, Jim Crow laws. So we can't be deceived, right, Dave? I mean, it's easy to be deceived because it's pleasant to be deceived. When there's hardship to be faced, everybody wants to hear it's going to be okay. It's like going to the doctor. You know, you have a bad pain and you go to the doctor and you fear the worst. Well, what we want to hear, no matter what, is you're going to be okay. That's what we want to hear. Nobody wants to hear, hey, you've got cancer, you've got this, you've got that, you know, you've got a brain tumor.
That's not how we're approaching this. What's happening is like the old Rodney Dangerfield joke. Oh, I hurt here in my leg, and I went to the doctor, I said, Doctor, it hurts when I step up on my leg. And he said, well, don't step up. And see, this is like, okay, well, it's too expensive to drive my car. Well, don't drive your car. It's too expensive to buy food. Well, don't buy food. This is what effectively American people are being told.
Or it even goes even worse than that, David. It goes to Idiocracy, the movie. You can't afford to drive your car? You can't afford $5 a gallon gas? Well, go out and buy a $60,000 electric car. I mean, that's absurdity. If there were degrees of absurdity, you'd have to invent new numbers. Because that's so absurd. I can't afford $5 a gallon, but I can go out and buy a $60,000 electric car that's going to cost me twice the cost to fill it up with electricity. I mean, that's how absurd, and yet, half of America believes that. That's a scary thought, Dave. That's a really scary thought. And so, as somebody that has, I don't know, maybe a historic eye, maybe a little bit of biblical eye, you know, in the prophetic events happening, I just see America headed towards this catastrophe. We have our Chernobyl. We're headed to it light speed right now. And the news media, the food industry, the religious industry, and I do call it an industry because that's all it is. It's a business. All these things are just singing along, dancing. And, you know, we want to be entertained. And so America's being entertained by lies. And all this time, the whole bottom is being rotted out. At Chernobyl, Even after they got boron on the reactor and it stopped spewing out into the atmosphere, there's a huge water reserve down below that only one person caught. It came within about 48 hours of that core hitting that million gallons of water, and it would have been about a 4-megaton explosion that would have killed the entire continent of Europe. That's how close it came. They were lying to each other. And this is my, desire and hope and exhortation to people right now. Our nation is headed towards destruction, and barring the grace of God, which I pray that it does happen, every indicator of national calamity is in our face. It's a birth pang. They're not 30 minutes apart. They're not 15 minutes apart. They're not 7 minutes apart. The birth pangs are minutes apart at this point, and that we really need to get ready, and that means spiritually. I was talking to Doug Thornton yesterday, the battlefield. Again, I'm going to rely on your expertise on this, Dave. I'm just going to ask you a question. You've been in life's hard situations. I've definitely been in situations overseas that I didn't think I would escape from, but I had to keep my head. Because losing your head, running around with your arms flailing in the air, the sky is falling, probably doesn't help much. When you look at the psychological profile of the younger generation, say the under 30s in this country today, and I'd understand that they would have to face a life-threatening event on a national scale, do you think those people are mentally equipped to handle that type of event?
That's not a simple answer, and I'll tell you why. It's because of the intervening variables from the environment. If we just take the answer to your question on the surface is no, they're not equipped, because they've gotten the participation trophies and it's okay to lose and you can't compete and we'll change the rules if we're not meeting the goals. And so they've been the beneficiary of that which deprives them of their achieving their potential, but also that which saves them from immediate emotional pain. And so that instant gratification leads to a wimpy culture. Okay, but Bob, here's the deal. The longer we stay in the present state that we're in, declining economy, declining opportunity, food shortages, Americans living paycheck to paycheck, which is now almost up to 3 out of 4 people. The longer this goes on, there becomes a conditioned resilience within the population, including the youth.
Excellent point, Dave.
Yeah, and so let me finish the point. Let me just finish the point, then I'll answer that question. But if this goes on for another 6 months, I'm going to tell you right now that there's going to be a resolve in this country that's going to parallel the resolve of the people that came out of the Depression, and that resolve ended up the U.S. winning a two-front war in World War II. So the Democrats are kind of crapping in their own nest with this strategy. They need to move things forward quickly at light speed. Otherwise, they're going to face a determined mob.
Keywords, exactly. In 1930s, we still had a fairly religious population. I mean, the gospel was preached, and the ethos of America was openly Christian. In 2020, that foundational block has been destroyed.
I'm going to say it's been submerged. And Bob, and I don't mean to correct you. I have a different perspective on this. The aspect of Judeo-Christian faith is omnipresent in our society. We're just choosing to ignore it and submerge it and to mock it and ridicule it. But it's still there. It hasn't disappeared. And there's an old saying, there's no atheists in foxholes. And right now, with what's being done to America, is creating a foxhole mentality. Blacks, Hispanics, and whites, for the first time ever in modern political history, maybe modern history at all, are now banding together against a common enemy.
Well,
and this desperation could lead them into a search for spirituality because of the desperation.
Let me ask a question then, because I do notice that, like Governor Newsom and DeSantis, that there seems to be a split going on right now in this nation that's circa 1850s. actually 1820s to 1860s, the antebellum period in America, that we are having one side that are so opposite of each other. The red states and blue states are separating. I see the Supreme Court has separated. I mean, you know, some of them aren't even on a talking level anymore. Inside local governments, you know, we see this dramatic split in red and blue. And here's my concern, okay? This happened in the Soviet Union, and thuggery took over. I mean, it did run its cycle eventually, and people came back to the truth. But there was this time of when corruption and thuggery completely took over the country, and same thing in China. A lot of dead people in Russia, a lot of dead people in China. Wherever you have this type of thing going, we have a mass death event. They have to get rid of a lot of people. My concern is this, that we have a drugged, which wasn't there in the Depression, highly drugged, highly malnourished, and I want to say this doesn't mean not overweight, but just malnourished, because the food that you eat is not nourishing the body. We have a emotionally immature group of people that these people, as you said, are not equipped. They've been given trophies for losing. In fact, they can't even use the word lose anymore. They have to get rid of advanced placement classes. They can't. You don't use standard grading system anymore because it hurts Johnny's feelings if he gets a D. And then you throw this hardship on it. My concern is that in order to compensate, they have indoctrinated themselves with sexual perversion and violence. That's been their diet, unlike in the 1930s or the 20s. That was not the diet of America. The diet of America today are perversion and violence. And my concern there is that when Johnny has to come up and realize he's not going to get a trophy and that nobody's going to feed him, he is going to react out the very things that he's been taught to do, and that's violence and perversion. And we're going to see this event happen. You know, I think the food thing will be a critical event, and we can watch this. This will be the canary in the gold mine, in my opinion. If we start to see food crimes go up, which we are seeing them go up, $40 billion in food thefts this year alone, which is about a third more than it was last year, if we start to see these food crimes happening, which one did happen I read about the other night, and I'm sure that being what they consider small crime, it doesn't get reported a lot, but people being robbed in grocery stores, there was one that was robbed, but they were murdered in the grocery store coming out with their groceries. If we start to see that happening, that would be, to me, a bellwether indicator that, you know, the society is going to go through a cycle of violence to correct. And that's what I see happening, that we will go through that cycle of violence. And this is where the preparation comes in for people to assess their situation right now and to say, you know, listen, I'm going to not buy the news media narrative. Chernobyl, the core is exposed, and America's core is exposed right now. And we are bleeding out harmful, toxic, what you would call emotional radiation, I'd use that term. And we're denying it. I mean, suicide, drug use, obesity, mental illness, murder, violence. They're coming around in pandemic. Can it turn back? Yes, it can. But I would look at the nation of Israel, that even when Josiah became king, and for a short period of time that he reigned, and he destroyed all the idols and did all this stuff, got the nation back on track, the nation quickly reverted once Josiah was gone. And I would just think, not that Trump's Josiah, but, you know, Trump was going in the right direction. And now that he's gone, how quickly the nation just right back to the, not just as bad, but worse than it was under Obama. And that's my concern. You might have a brief respite, but if I look at the nation of Israel or other nations as an indicator, I would say that as the nation of Israel split, they actually went into captivity. And you know, because of their gross immorality. And we see, as in Israel, God used heathen nations to chastise them. Babylon, I mean, you know, they were as heathen as it gets. But he used Babylon to chastise his people. And I would say, as we've talked before, the Chinese, the Russians, you know, are we being invaded in this nation? Has our nation been overrun? I was actually watching Tucker Carlson say the replacement theory, and everybody wants to say that's racist. But if you're bringing people into this country strictly to gain voters, if you're bringing people into this country that have no idea what a constitutional republic is, and by the millions, if you're bringing people into this country who have no foundation of, you know, what Western Christian law is, and you're replacing, you know, the population with those people, you're making a fundamental change to the nation that's going to have a catastrophic result. And all we have to do is look at these cities that have brought in large immigrant, third world immigrants, and this is nothing about the color of their skin, because there's a lot of people we've brought into this nation that are multi-ethnic, that have made tremendous contributions to our country, but the people that they're bringing in have no idea what Western law is brought built on, and the nature of that community completely changes. And violence and the way things were done in their third world country, it's being done now, and we're doing this on such a large scale. These are my concerns, Dave, and I would say I'm biblically 100% correct on that. Now,
Bob, I'm going to just say one thing though, okay? And I know where you're going into tribulation type of challenges, but I'm going to say this. I'm not convinced we're absolutely guaranteed to be in the tribulation. I think the signs are there. I think the odds favor it, yes. But, you know, the Lord says that we don't know the day or the time. And I know there's a counter argument to that. But I'm just saying that I know this as a therapist, that what I said earlier about the challenge of the day, and let's use Maslow's hierarchy. At the base of Maslow's hierarchy is food, water, and shelter. And if you reduce people to that level, okay, it's kind of like electric shock therapy. It'll shock you into action for simple preservations that's inbred into us in the population. And you will see a violent repercussion for doing this. And we have lots of history behind this too. And right now, with the housing crisis and the food crisis and everything else that's going on, they're reducing the majority of the population. They're in the process of, they think they're going to create a situation of learned helplessness, and they're wrong, because there's not enough time to do that. They're going to put people in situations where they either fight or die. And this is where I see Biden going. The Europeans are smart. The Europeans are now backing off some of their fossil fuel policies, where they say we can't use natural gas, we can't use nuclear power, because they don't want the people rising up. So they're going to make some concessions. This administration is not only not making concessions, this administration is actively in bed as traitors with communist China.
Doubling down.
And this, exactly. And they're on, it's like globalism to exterminate on steroids with nonviolent methods. And this is what the U.S. is involved in, and Europe is backing away from this. Europe is now in a self-preservation mode. We are continuing in a suicidal mode, and people aren't going to tolerate it for much longer. I'll give you one example, and this is just the first step towards violence. Texas formally announced that in the 2022 legislation session that's soon going to start in the fall, that they're going to be voting on secession. This is a big, whether they pass it or not, speaks to the mood of the day.
Yeah, and I agree. I think actually, Dave, what we're doing is, I do approach it from that biblical perspective. I won't know the day or the hour, so I'm not predicting a date. That is the most, I mean, for 2,000 years, there's been a 100% failure rate in predicting dates of the coming of the Lord. Obviously, he hasn't come back yet. But what I am saying is, we generally do know the times and the seasons, the technology, all that's going on to corralling this whole global cabal that is pushing humanity into this. Their desires to reduce population, they've got us down to eat, they've had reduced us to eating horrible food, horrible medicine, horrible education, horrible news, and you know, to excise that from the body politic. Is good, only something the Lord can do, because the body politic has become so corrupt. I mean, it's all the way down from the clerk in the local government all the way up to the president of the United States. And there are pockets where it's different, but overall, because corruption reigns. And I remember a federal law enforcement officer talking about this one time, that once, I think crime goes over a few margins, right under 1%. when crime, the population of serious crime goes over, it was a little under 1%, that it has a cascading effect because I see you getting away with it. I mean, we see the politicians getting away with it, and so then we do it. And then more and more, as I see you do it, I do it. And if somebody sees me do it, they do it. And we've seen, again, just like with gender fluidity, that has gone up 5,000% over the last, decade or so. Because as people see everybody do it, it's like a domino effect. It just ripples through society. Yes, there can be turning back around. But my concern is, even if this isn't the coming of the Lord, this nation, this world are going to have some very, very severe times. It's obvious that the financial system that this world is built on is in late stage decay. It's obvious that the system of where they distribute things is in late stage decay. The news media is covering it all up. It's putting a Band-Aid on a gaping wound, and all these things are to have their day of reckoning. And when they do, my bottom line on it is that if you're prepared for it emotionally, if you understand the nature of what hardship does to people, what strong men build strong nations produce wealthy nations produce weak men produce, war. That's that cycle, loosely stated. But and we're at that late stage right now where we have weak men. If we think strong men are bad, wait till a nation is ruled by weak men, which we see going on right now. You're going to see the most horror of horrors come out, which we are seeing with all these mass shootings and this escalation of violence. So my thing to people would be this, is that as you see these things happen, you need to be historically and biblically warned that, and this is where I think we agree, there is going to be a transitional time that we go from what would be considered fairly normalcy, which it's not normal. This is not normal way people live. It's not. Where you said three quarters of Americans just barely don't have enough money to eat and buy gas and all that. This is not normal. When my parents grew up, my dad worked, my mother stayed at home. That was normal. She raised a family. That was normal. That was biblically normal. Today, that's a rare, rare thing when the wife doesn't go off to work because of necessity. So the paradigm from when I grew up till now has been so destroyed that we don't even know what normal is anymore. And when the reckoning comes full cycle, and what we've sown, which is, we've not sown good crops, we've not sown healthy crops, we've sown weeds and just vile things is what we've sown. When that comes full fruition, this nation is going to face a day unlike anything it's ever faced, and the world is going to face it too, because the whole world has been built on this fiat currency that's been built on not news, lying news. It's been built on an education system that has excluded God from it, so God is not the creator anymore, which is, if you read the book of Romans, the denial of God as creator is the gateway to depravity, human depravity. Because as long as I think Dave Hodges and even my worst enemy, Hillary Clinton, is created in the image of God, I have certain biblical obligations to those people. The moment I am disassociated from, that Hillary Clinton is committed in the image of God, man, my brain can take over all kinds of things of what I'd like to do. And so as the world has seen, we have eviscerated God out of the education systems of the world, and we're reaping the whirlwind, which is one of the things is violence, theft, anger, greed, pride, the seven deadly sins. They're celebrated today. And I don't mean to pick on any because I just know the food industry. I've studied it well, but we celebrate gluttony. We celebrate it, and it was at one time one of the deadly sins. We celebrate perversion, and it's one of the seven. We celebrate lying. We celebrate pride, Pride Week. I mean, those were seven. Those were the deadly sins that were taught to the church for eons, and we celebrate them. So the day of reckoning is coming, and I don't think it can be avoided. Now, whether it will lead to the second coming of Jesus Christ, I do think it will. Now, I'm not being dogmatic on that because, as I said, for 2,000 years, people have predicted dates, and for 2,000 years, they've been wrong. So, but what I am absolutely certain of is there's going to be a transitional time in this country from what we see now to where we absolutely go into the most basest of conditions, say post-World War II in Italy and Germany.
Well, I think the framework for that has been laid, Bob. And here's what I'm talking about. There's two things I look at here, and no one else is connecting these two dots, yet I'm on firm ground when I say this. Nancy Pelosi, and I saw the clip on Fox News about, 6-7 weeks ago, and there's two items here. One, she said that if the Republicans win the midterm, we won't respect the election results because Republicans
Precisely.
Will destroy democracy. That's one. So in other words, she's saying you'll have to physically remove us from office. That's Civil War talk. Number two, the Democrats seem to be resigned to the fact that they're going to lose. And they're still going through some things, but let me give you an example. The top 55 Democrats have not donated to what's called the DCCC, which is a fundraising arm of the Democratic Party tapping into required dues from Democrats in the House and the Senate. And people like the Squad with Ocasio-Cortez, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, none of the top 55 Democrats, including Bernie Sanders, have donated to the DCCC. When you combine that with Nancy's statement, I think at the top levels, they're saying we need a second strategy to stay in power, and it's not an election.
Hey, Dave, I'm just looking at a meme somebody sent me right now. Let's look at this top leadership of America. Okay, let's look at our person in charge of health.
And Bob, we're kind of running low on time, so we got to be really efficient.
Okay, real quick. I mean, it's a man dressed as a woman. The communications director for the White House can't even put two sentences together. We have the person in charge of nuclear energy that likes to dress up as women and dogs. We have the transportation secretary, you know, married to another guy that just has a baby and he's not even to be found anywhere. We have the vice president's son selling out the country, crack deals, I mean, you know, hookers, I mean, the president, the sniffer. I mean, it throughout the whole government, it's filled with this. And so... My thing is this, and we'll end it with this, that these historically and biblically spell very difficult times ahead. And those that listen to God and do what he says, classic examples, Noah and Joseph, the one who didn't listen, who lived, went in, down into Sodom and lived there and enjoyed it and wallowed in it, Lot, even though he went into Sodom with great wealth, came out with nothing. He even lost his wife on the way out, and he ended up with an incestuous relationship with his two daughters. You can be the Lot and ignore, and actually it says when the angels came and got him, he started dilly-dallying around, they had to drag him out. You can be that person that you have to be drug out of Sodom at the last minute, and you'll leave with nothing. Or you can be a Joseph or a Noah, and you can be warned of God ahead of time and prepare now. And you know what? When the flood comes in, when the famine starts, there is going to be plenty in your house. And that's the choice God gives people. And I would say, and I think this is one agreement, Dave, that we are reaching critical mass. And what we don't know what's on the other side of the critical mass. We have our conjectures. Excuse me. But the critical mass is going to, you know, hit that point when it reaches critical mass and explodes. And those that have found it in God's word, those that have mentally prepared themselves for toughness, that have not ignored or drunk or drugged themselves out of the difficulties of life, who face the difficulties of life with a spirit of faith and a spirit of, what used to be the American, you know, ethos, pull yourselves up by your bootstraps, and then face those difficult issues. And those that actually physically prepare are going to be the ones that, should the Lord tarry, are going to be the ones that rebuild. We're going to be the ones left, because the rest of them, the psychologically immature, the partiers, the revelers,
Bob,
the drug users,
they don't see it. That's the bottom line.
They'll be washed away.
They're walking into their own abyss. And
absolutely.
But that doesn't help the rest of us that are suffering along with them. Bob, we just have a little time left here, and you do something that's really unique for someone who deals in preparation, and you'll talk to people for free, and I'd like you to briefly address that process and what you can do to help people.
Okay, well, first of all, I've been doing this a long time, and I can help you develop a mindset, and we actually offer courses that actually teach you how to develop a mindset of survival. And second of all, I can help you develop a plan for your family, because, again, geographic locations, political aspirations, things, family construct with old, young, babies, whatever, all those come into play when you put together a plan for survival for what's coming. I can help you with that. And all you have to do is just call me, 800-627-3809, readymaderesources.com, and we'll work with you any way we can.
Right on cue, Bob. ReadyMadeResources.com. Bob, excellent analysis today. I think we covered the spiritual, the psychological, but people need to realize we've crossed normality and there's no looking back. Thanks for joining us, Bob. Great show.
God bless. Thank you.